A few weeks ago at one of our roundtables, I mentioned a prayer. It's found in Colossians 1, verses 9 to 12, and it is this: "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints of light." This is a beautiful prayer given to us by the Apostle Paul. It is a pure and a righteous prayer. Sometimes we might be have concern for a friend or a family member and would want to pray for them. It's very easy to want to outline what you might want for that person. You know, maybe you want them to move to New Jersey or find some job or get a degree or all kinds of things. But to tell God or to outline what you feel you want wouldn't be a real righteous prayer. This prayer is a righteous prayer. You are praying for a person, whoever that might be, to become closer with the Father. A while ago, I had a family member who I hadn't heard from in a while and was concerned about, and I took up this prayer. I began to pray it daily, thinking about that person and knowing that person was knowing God better, in God's care. And after a while, it didn't happen immediately, but I did hear from that person, and all was well, and our relationship was established firmly with God, God in the middle. Some of the points of that prayer that are so important is, first, to pray without ceasing. Never give up. Don't ever give up on any situation, on anything, on any person. And then to know, to pray that that person is filled with the knowledge of, to know God's will. What could be better than that, to know God's will? And that he's given wisdom and spiritual understanding, that his walk is worthy of God and pleasing to God, and that he will be fruitful in all good works and know God more and more. And then finally, to be strengthened by God, and then also to be grateful for him. What lovely thoughts. What a prayer for ourselves. I'm so grateful for this. I'm so grateful for our Bible. So grateful for Mrs. Eddy in giving us the textbook. Grateful to hear all the testimonies tonight and to hear such wonderful readings. I don't think there could be anyone who could listen to those readings and ever feel that they lacked anything. It was a beautiful reading tonight. Thanks to all.